22 to 8, Cairns, the Coast, greatest hits, the models on 99.5 CFM. Billy in this morning, looking rough for us out across the region. Fretwell Park, we're sitting on 28, top of 32 for us out across the region. And a young bloke who's been kicking huge goals in the AFL for the last couple of years, Charlie Dixon. He's a former Red Lynch junior, and it's massive because this Sunday is the junior sign-on day. Tell you more about that soon, but Charlie joins us for a chat this morning. G'day, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you, mate?
Doing all right, Charlie. Big season about to roll around for the Suns already. We can't believe that it's the NAB Cup kicking off in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, no, it comes around pretty quick, but we've had a pretty long pre-season, so I think all the boys are ready to go.
The Suns would have had a pretty long pre-season, mate. When did you guys actually jump back in? The granny was the end of September. So when did you guys get back on the track?
When was it? I think it was end of October.
Yeah, right.
November sort of thing. So we were the first sort of team back to start training by about two, three weeks, I think. So.
Yeah, can imagine. Pretty serious stuff for you guys. Heading into the preseason, you're up against North Melbourne the 2nd of March, NAB Cup round two. The boys must just be itching to get back on the track and actually have a proper hit out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's only so much we can do to sort of each other without injuring each other, so I'm pretty sure all the boys are pretty keen to get out there and sort of hit some bodies and have a good hit out.
And what about yourself, Charlie, coming into your third season of AFL footy, and the Suns have still got a pretty young list, but you guys have all gone through this together. I mean, you've all sort of gone through each development stage. You guys feel confident going into your third year together?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this has probably been our hardest pre-season this year, and as we've all done it together, and everyone sort of, it just takes time. But everyone's sort of gelling together a lot better and knows what everyone else is going to do, and, so that's just, I think we're going to do a lot better this year, and, there's a good feeling around the club.
Now, Charlie, you're an ex-Red Lynch junior. You played all your footy, obviously, up here in Cairns. We've got the junior sign-on day happening this Sunday for all the clubs in and around the region. Young kids wanting to play footy at the moment, what advice can you give them, mate, as they, they think about which code they want to do? Why would kids want to come and play AFL?
It's just a great sport, and, it's just to get out there and play footy. And, I mean, Cairns has got a great sort of competition sort of throughout, which is really good, and a good backing sort of thing. So, I mean, it's unreal fun playing, and, you can't really see anything better than playing junior footy.
If they can have a look at you as a great example, mate, I mean, you've gone from playing junior footy up in Cairns all the way through the system, now playing AFL, it's a great goal to kind of strive for young kids, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it just shows it doesn't matter where you are, so, if you fight for what you want to do, I mean, you can end up anywhere.
Look, Charlie, mate, you're a great story. Everyone loves to talk about you up in the far north, mate. We wish you luck for the season, and we'll talk to you, especially when we see you back up here against the Tigers in July.
Yeah, can't wait, mate. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Charlie. Gold Coast Suns, they're taking on North Melbourne Saturday the 2nd of March down in Townsville at the Tony Island Stadium. You want tickets? Ticketshop.com.au. Jump on and check it out. It's going to be a big year for the Suns, boys. Great stuff. Charlie Dixon joining us this morning, and Gary Young, the boss of AFL Cairns, is going to join us inside the next 15 minutes and talk about the big year ahead for us up in the far north on sea.